Northeast Mitsubishi run-out sale on now. Northeastmitsubishi.com.au.
Footy news first.
Get your facts right.
Triple M's Rush Hour presents...
Well, you're sitting in a chair.
The best newsbreaker in the business.
They covered it up.
Damien Barrett.
Yeah, g'day, Damo. Thanks for joining us on a Wednesday.
G'day, Jazz. G'day, Bluey. And, yeah, it's all...
busy.
It's all down a little bit earlier than I expected, actually, today. It's a little bit to play out, but the major deals have been unlocked. And it began, didn't it, this morning with the official announcement that Chad Wingard would be becoming a Hawk. And conversations around that, guys, were held early into the morning this morning. Yep. A lot of clubs were involved in it. There's a 6 or 7 club deal at play here. And one of the first planks that needed to drop in that deal was Wingard being done. So, yeah, the club signed off on it last night. He got his head around it long before that. And then it required Ryan Burton to be comfortable going to Port. He now is comfortable going to Port, as we know. And it's a 4-year deal for Burton to do that.
And Damo, Stephen May is a demon.
Yeah, and again, getting back to that sort of negotiations of clubs last night, that couldn't happen until Lachie Neale was moved off the Fremantle list onto the Brisbane Lions one, and that then unlocked an early draft pick, which is being used then to do all these other trades. So May gets to Melbourne, Hogan gets to Fremantle, Lobb gets to Fremantle. It does leave the big couple of deals still to be done. Shield to Essendon, and also Beams to Collingwood. They are both in play, yet to be officially dropped.
What about Tim Kelly? He wants to go back home to WA from Geelong, Damo. What's his situation?
Yeah, things are getting desperate there, and that's been the one, Jars, that I haven't been able to get a too clear a read on throughout the whole 2.5 weeks of this trade period. So I still take the view, though, that come 8:30 Melbourne time tonight, when the deadline comes around, if West Coast is to allow that time to elapse without doing something to get Tim Kelly, they're going to be cursing themselves for 6 months, because he's on a platter right now. Mm. Now, I know that what they've got in front of them, and what they've got in front of them is pick 20 and 22. You package them up with points that equates to about pick 6 or pick 7. The Cats don't want the points. They just want a good player or a good pick. So that's the dilemma, as it's been for some time already. It is still the dilemma as we speak now. But I just take the view that they're too good a football club, West Coast, to not do something in order to get the quality of player of Tim Kelly into their mix.
Damo, Dylan Shiel, you mentioned him just before. Sounds like wants to get to Essendon, but sounding like Carlton are back in the mix. Is that right?
Yeah, but look, there's no doubt there's a hassle with it. It would have been done by now if there wasn't. But again, I just take the view, and people are still telling me that you don't get someone the quality and calibre of Dylan Shiel to nominate you after a fierce bidding process and then to let him slip through your grasp. It's going to require the Bombers to bend and buckle on what they've put up, and they've put up a number 9 draft pick, but they're going to have to give a whole lot more than that. It's just not cutting it at this moment. But look, they're cagey operators, their Bombers. In fact, they're pains in the net to most other footy clubs to deal with. They eventually will, I'd imagine, well, I'm predicting they will, by close of play tonight, Bluey, have that deal done to have him there.
Damo, let's just go back on the Chaddy Wingard and Ryan Burton trade. Which club do you think got the better deal?
I actually think that the Power have come out of this very nicely. They've got a nice first-round draft pick, and they've got a player who I know for a fact Hawthorn did not want to lose. Now, you can say that if they didn't want to lose him, they wouldn't have, but they weren't going to get Wingard in. And you know, Jars, the way Alistair Clarkson works, he just gets stuff done. Mm. And while it hurt him to actually be party to a deal that sees a young gun like Burton go out, he basically just took the view. And it's one he's done in trade period before. If he knows if you're going to get someone good in, someone good has to go out. So that's the decision that he and that club are always prepared to make. It's one that's hurt. It has hurt Burton, but he's now got his head around a 4, maybe even a 5-year deal, but certainly a 4-year deal at Port. And I reckon you'll find he's going to be a really good player for that club. And I reckon the draft pick they've got out of it, packaged up with other previously gotten draft picks, will mean they still potentially move even further into the draft to get access to the local Adelaide talent.
And Damo, the other one that you touched on, GWS Rory Lobb going to Frio as well. He's a decent player, so that's a good get for Frio.
Yeah, it is. And he was smart enough to identify and then go public with his desire to go to the Dockers. That was the one deal they were always going to do. I reckon they've dilly-dallied to a point, but they'll argue that they've got what they had to get done by the time of the close of play today. I think they've made it harder than it needed to be, but ultimately they've got the time frame to work with. They've got it done to this point. And importantly, too, for other deals, and not that they need to worry about other clubs, but importantly, though, that they have unlocked draft picks and players that have allowed other clubs to go and do what they want to do, too.
Hey, Dumbo, before I let you go, I asked this question yesterday to the Twitter family here on the Rush Hour. What's the ideal length for the trade period? Now, I think 5 days is appropriate, even though we have 9 days to get trades done. What's your thoughts?
Yeah, I'm more of that view too. I take the view if you give the clubs 3 months, they'll take every bit of three months. You give them 3 minutes, they'll take 3 minutes. So they'll take whatever they're given.
Right. Look, it's too long, Damo.
Yeah, I think it is. It's less lengthy than it has been in the past. Ryan Burton, no, this time last week, he was happily a Hawthorn player, was on a holiday and still is with teammates in Las Vegas and did not think twice about where he's going to be next year. And then he gets this bombshell phone call from his coach. So, again, I can understand why clubs now say, well, OK, that's taken every bit of a week just to get his head around that prospect. So if you only make it 4 or 5 days, you almost can't entertain that. But I'm with you, Judge. Yeah. I reckon you could probably lessen it again.
Great job, mate. Still got a bit more to play out, but thanks for your time, Damo.
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting couple of hours with Shiel and Beams and Kelly to have a resolution.
Good on you, mate. Cheers, Damo.